Mikey Pod, episode 109 for October 29th, 2007. This episode features Division Day, an interview I recorded last week before their show at Union Hall in Brooklyn. Yep, sure does. After this song, which is Division Day doing Hurricane, this is probably my favorite track off of their latest album, Bear Trap Island, and I hope you agree. Enjoy the show. Really?
So I'm here with members of Division Day, whose names I don't remember yet. So tell me your names and like what you do in the band.
I'm Ryan. I play the guitar in the band. I'm Seb. I play bass.
I'm Roner. I sing and play keyboards.
Cool. So yeah. we're outside at Union Hall in Brooklyn.
Indeed.
And you guys have been here all week. Is that right? Is it
it's residency? Actually, once a week for 3 weeks. Concert.
Okay.
So
yeah.
What's the residency? Third Thursday.
Okay. So the residency consisted of you guys playing every week, and was there any other part of it, or?
Well, I mean, it sort of coincided with CMJ, coincidentally. Okay. But I mean, we actually had our official CMJ show, which doubled as the second residency show, so that was convenient. But
okay.
We also played a couple more shows for CMJ in town, and then in between shows here, we went as far south as Atlanta.
Okay.
We went over to Philadelphia, to D.C. We've sort of been like, this has been our base of operations for like a larger East Coast stay.
So, cool. So, and then this is the last show, right?
It's the last, Brooklyn, last New York show. Yeah,
okay.
This tour, and then we're heading up to Connecticut. And then
Pontiac, Michigan.
And then
Chicago. We're ending in Chicago.
Shubas,
which will be really fun.
And then driving home. Yeah, most of us. Ryan's going to hang out in Michigan with his girl. And he's going to fly home. Avoid the fucking 2,000-mile drive home.
So you guys are like busing it back? Do you have a bus? Or are you in like...
Oh, we just got the van. The van.
Yeah. We got like an 18-passenger white van. It's parked out front.
It's a big old Ford.
We get all of our gear in there, all of our sleeping bags and stuff, and
all of our persons,
all of us in there. So it's pretty tight, but it works well.
So do you guys sleep in there, or are you like hoteling it, or kind of a combination?
We've been really lucky on this tour. We've got some really... This is like the Ants tour 2007, because Seb has an aunt in New York, and I have an aunt in Boston.
Oh, nice.
And so we were able to sort of like stay with them a couple nights.
It's been a mix.
It's been a mix of like motels.
Okay.
Some friends,
it's been
too
fun.
Which is nice.
That's cool. So you get to kind of like couch surf a little bit.
Yeah, but it's nice to see, to actually be in the city a little bit more than just like going off at the airport, Best Western, you know?
Right.
Like, every one of those looks the same, so you never really feel like you're in a city.
Yeah.
But if you stay, like, one morning we woke up at a friend of Roner's place in, he lives in Wicker Park in Chicago, and it was just kind of like, we woke up in this really nice apartment. It was like, this is pretty nice.
Swanky.
Nice. It's cool.
So you guys just released Bear Trap Island, right? It was like, a month ago that it officially was released?
Or October 2. Yeah.
Okay. And there have been all these like additional things. I'm on the mailing list for Eenie Meenie, so I'm getting all these like covers. And yeah, you guys did... there's the whole David Sylvian thing, which there's not a cover of, but there was the Roxy Music one and the Depeche Mode.
Right.
What am I forgetting? There were some remixes.
There's the most auspicious one of all. The cover of the Sponge hit Cloud.
And I don't know that song. So I wasn't too excited about it.
The thing is, you do. If you heard it, you would instantly know.
Did you listen to the...
I don't know if I listened to that one.
You'd probably recognize it. Even though it's like...
We are all inundated by
majorly
it.
Undermined in the cover, it is recognizable. And the song, it's just like a... It's a totally like bland like 90s alterna radio hit from like 95 or something.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's actually it's actually a really good song, but it's like a totally forgotten band and I don't know. We just
kind of all like the story was sort of in a nutshell that we were South by Southwest last year. We had this long drive across West Texas, I think, and it was at night, and we were like playing Guess That 90s Band.
Oh, okay.
We would have to like sing a riff or a melody, and
it was actually on the way to
It was on the way to
a show in Dallas.
You would hum
a melody from some obscure 90s hit, and then
other people
have to
guess
what the band is.
So somebody came up, I think it was like the riff from this song. Something like that. And nobody could come up with a name.
And then
so,
we couldn't...
Somebody finally got it. We played it on the jukebox in Dallas. Uh-huh. And then when we were doing this project, it was sort of like a, you know, serendipitous kind of like fun, stupid moment.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
But...
It was just funny to like cover like Roxy Music and like Depeche Mode, these classic songs that are not only like really well known
in
a pop cultural sense, but are also like very credible artistically.
Okay,
And then to take a song that's like totally in... credible, as it were, and try to make something cool out of it.
Okay.
It's probably my favorite. The batch.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay, I'll have to go check it out again.
It's really cool, and you'll remember that recording.
Okay. The guest list when we were like going in and stuff, and I said, "Who is that? The David Sylvian on the list?" And the answer was, "It is, but it's not here." But you guys are total David Sylvian fans, which is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Ryan and I carry the torch. We carry the brightest torches, but and then Seb's after us, and then Kevin sort of dutifully carries like a little match or something.
Right,
he's like, "I got your damn match."
Kevin respects David Sylvian, but I don't think he ever actually wants to listen to him.
Yeah, he's got like. When I totally got into him years ago, one of my friends that I played him for, I was like, what's wrong with his voice? Because he does that, like, low baritone, like, smoking, totally cool thing.
Right.
But it puts people off.
Yeah, I think it does.
It's a very strong flavor, so you're either, like, you either love it or you're like, what is this?
And there's, an element of, like, smoothness to it that could be, you know... could turn people off, you know, because he does get pretty smooth. You know?
Yeah. it's pretty damn smooth, especially in some of his later work, which I still like.
Have you heard, like, the super new stuff? Like, well, it's not that new,
but the Nine Horses stuff?
I guess before that. Nine Horses is back to sort of, like, it's song stuff, but awesome. Blemish, where it's all that. I just love that album.
That album is... Fire in the Forest and all that.
Yeah. That album is the full jam.
That's a great album. I mean, that comes from, like, a bitter place in his personal life.
Yeah. Well, so, you guys know more about his kind of background than I do.
Oh, dude. We're kind of
obsessed.
He's obsessed. I've read his not his autobiography. I've read a biography about him. Not that I remember all of it, but no, I have like, when I obsess hard. So, like, I'm pretty sure I've listened to almost like every recording he's ever made, or at least close to it. Yeah. I listened to nothing but David Sylvian, and these guys can attest to it for like 3 months.
Yeah, because Rona and I, when we were working at our desk jobs, we'd be on Instant Messenger, and I'd be listening to something, and every now and then, or he'd be listening to David Sylvian, and I'd be like, still Sylvianing? And he would be like, yup, you know?
Sure
like,
am.
Sure am. He's got a lot of records, you know?
So yeah, it's and like, it's so diverse, too, even though it still has that kind of Sylvianess, but it's cool. Yeah. I should play, at this point in the show, a David Sylvian song. I can do, like, any of the, like, Flemish stuff or Nine Horses I can play, like, they've given me permission. So do you guys have, like,
two records? I would say,
The Darkest Birds or like The Banality of Evil.
I would say either The Darkest Birds or A Fire in the Forest. That's what I would
do. Okay. I've played Fire in the Forest before, so I'll do Darkest of Birds. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's just Darkest Birds.
Darkest Birds.
That's the one with the really high frequency.
It's
on.
Got that. It's got the crate in the chorus. It's got this awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Piercing like 13K like.
I really love this song. I love the song, but that moment is like supremely.
We played in the van. And he's like, yeah. Oh, and this is this song, and then he's like, no.
No, I'll listen to it, but it's just like I've memorized where it is in the chorus, and it's like 1, 2. Plus.
Cover the ears. That's awesome. Okay, we'll listen to it right now.
Awesome.
Here come the darkest birds to burst the bubble. End of a perfect day, head full of trouble. Here come the darkest birds, all tar and feathers. Why did none of them dream of trying to make things better? Those are the mimicking kind. They are I number myself among them, the furthest off. This is the road I walked on when I shot you down. All words of forgiveness useless. Won't help me now, and I should have been there for you when you called my name. I promise to tread more lightly. Though what's gone is gone, it's such a shame. Darkest birds, they've got their reasons. All their pretty colors are gone, washed out of season. Those are the soaring kind. They are I number yourself among them, the brightest star. This is the road I walked on when I shot you down. All words of forgiveness useless. Won't help me now, and I should have been there for you when you called my. gone is gone. Such a shame.
Sylvian, so we're pretty much covered.
Yeah.
Although now I'm obsessed with black metal and death metal. So if you want to talk about that,
it's funny. Like, I don't know where does Opeth or Opeth fall into that? I don't even
Opeth,
know.
Opeth. Opeth would be classified as like progressive death metal.
Okay, because somebody that was one of the genres I've never really gotten into, and I asked.
Opeth is like,
someone told me about them.
Opeth is alternatingly, at least my experience of them. I played some of the cards, didn't go over that well. They're alternatingly like awesome and horrible. Like their singer has a really amazing like death growl, they call it.
Right.
He's got a really amazing death growl, but then he does like clean vocals also, and the clean vocals are pretty dorky.
Yeah.
And it's like really proggy in a pretty fucking dorky way. And then there are like these horrifying like cock rock guitar solos.
Right.
And it's just a shame because it's like a lot of it is really great. And then there are like these huge blemishes in it. You're just like,
I think that's what I like about it though, because it's just suddenly so embarrassingly like.
Yeah.
It's like
way,
bizarre.
Way dorky. Right. And I could actually, when I'm by myself, I could probably get down to it.
Yeah.
And not worry about it. But yeah, they're pretty legendary.
They're
on like their eighth record or
that's
maybe their
sixth.
They're pretty well established in the genre.
Cool.
I favor Behemoth.
Yeah. Is that another band?
Behemoth rules. They're most would refer to them as a blackened death metal band.
Blackened death metal band? What is that? Dare I ask?
Yeah, that's the question. Is dare you ask?
As you would probably infer, it's death metal that has like heavy black metal inflections.
Okay.
So Behemoth actually started as a straight up.
Oh my god!
Second wave black metal band.
See, this is like,
and they kind of evolved into a more of a death metal style.
It's like dance music, like that sort of electronic music
totally.
To me. Like, I don't know all the like
progressive house, deep house.
Yeah, and I
house,
have no idea. So same thing with the metal stuff.
Yeah, no,
like,
it's pretty.
Really?
It's pretty fun. Learning about it has been like extremely exhilarating for me. Totally like rescued me from being totally sick of all music except for David Sylvian
and Scott Walker. You
and
can't
Scott Walker.
About Scott Walker.
Scott
no,
Walker
Scott
is
Walker.
He's. Tell me who he is.
He's the guy who just recently put out a 4AD record called The Drift in 2006. But he's like this cool dude who, in the late 60s, was part of this band called the Walker Brothers that was sort of like a Righteous Brothers, like Blue Eyed Soul esque kind of boy band.
They had a hit with The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore.
They were basically, they became hugely popular. They kind of like, they transplanted to the UK, even though they were American, and they kind of got sold back to the US as like a British invasion band in the late 60s. And they had like a few really huge hits, and then Scott Walker went solo and got like increasingly fucking strange for the next 30 years, basically. And that leads us to now, where his newest record is like probably, even with all the death metal and black metal that I've been listening to, I think The Drift is still like the scariest record that I've ever heard.
Okay. Wow.
It's really intense.
And that's
really
the 4AD record?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And Merge put out Tilt.
That was Drag City
put out Tilt, his previous album.
Okay.
Which was like 4 or 5...
11 years.
11 earlier. Years.
And the previous album before that was 11 years before that. Planet of Hunter was 84, Tilt was awesome. 95, and The Drift was 2006.
Hi, Michael, nice to meet you.
Sorry, I got stuck faxing with broken fax machines.
You missed all the David Sylvian talk.
Let's go back.
We already played a David Sylvian song.
That's cool.
Yeah.
let's talk about what Kevin wants.
Have you heard the blonde redhead?
I love it when you play that for people who know blonde redhead but don't know him, because he comes in, you're expecting like stay still, and it's like stay still.
My god, I'm so just amazed that you guys like David Sylvian. You weren't here when I said that I saw his name on the guest list, and I was like, oh my god, he's on the guest interview. Yeah, I'm not talking to you guys.
Last week he was on the guest list too.
Yeah. Oh, that's
if
amazing.
You want to nerd out about him, late, I'll just give you my number. You can just call me.
Okay, we'll be like all about it.
Yeah. You can just set up like a web blog, just Roner talks about David Sylvian.
That would be kind of funny.
I'd subscribe to it.
Most massive blog entry ever. You guys talking?
No, Ryan, and I want to
start it.
We want to have him release a Division Day record.
Which
probably wouldn't be Kevin's first choice, but since Kevin's really into like tea and yoga and stuff, and David Sylvian's like super, spiritual.
I'll probably have a guru by the end of the session.
Yeah,
right.
So I think it would work out fine. They could do yoga together in the morning, and like
it would be cool. A transcendental experience.
That'd be beautiful. Yeah, I'm in. Yeah. So cool. Okay, so what else should we talk about? I can edit like little.
What have you guys talked about?
We talked about David Sylvian.
Black metal.
Yeah. Sorry, you missed black metal.
Black metal, like death too. Metal, black and death metal.
I just bought a double kick pedal. I don't know how I'm ever using it in Division Day.
Kevin and I are starting.
There's got to be a way.
We're starting a metal band.
Yeah. Are you really?
Yeah. My roommate used to play in a cheesy metal band. He knows somebody who's a real guitar shredder who used to love death metal. And we're just, you know, at least up here, we're starting a metal band. I don't know.
It could happen. Be awesome.
I really want to make it happen.
I wanted to call it Urn, like URN, but apparently there's already a band called
that. Yeah. So sucks.
My great idea was already someone else's.
I want to call it Duchess.
That makes me think of Fergie.
I'm just kidding.
It's amazing. I used to play in a band in the 90s in Houston, and next door, we were like this sort of Cocteau Twins 480 wannabe band.
Nice.
And in the practice room next door, there was a death metal band, and whenever they started, it was like, we're done for the night.
You
could hear all of it, like, through the wall.
Yeah.
And that double kick pedal thing, though, is so, like,
I really want to, I mean, I've never
you gotta
played
have
like
it.
That before, and I mean, I can drum all right otherwise, but that's just totally foreign to me, but in the van, I've been practicing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
A little bit.
So do you have any, are there any recordings of your band?
Yeah, actually we have, like I have some of the recordings. I joined, it's a long story, but yeah, I have like a song or two. We were featured on like an alternative thing in Houston, and we opened for Oasis.
No way!
Surprisingly.
Holy
shit! Yeah, they were like dicks. They were so
great. Oasis story last night.
We heard a great Oasis story.
I missed this one, so I'm curious to hear.
A friend of ours who lives in New York City is a photographer. And every time we come here, he's sort of like our emissary to New York. He just shows up randomly, sort of.
And we always end up doing weird.
He's
just like weird shit happens when he's around.
And he just finds his way into all these situations. And he loves music. He loves rock music, and he loves taking pictures of bands. So he finds ways to get into these bands' lives and so forth. And anyways, we were talking last night about Oasis, actually, because we were talking about the 90s and pop music and stuff. And then Portishead came up, and he has this great story about Jeff from Portishead. I don't know if I should say his name. Dude from Portishead. Great story about this dude from Portishead.
I'll keep it out.
Got into an altercation with Liam from Oasis at the Q Awards in 1995. Beat the shit out of him.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so Oasis got the shit beat out of them.
Oh, that's the way it should
be. By Portishead.
That's so funny.
That's nice.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, pretty good
you
one.
Can appreciate that one.
Oh yeah, they were bastards. It was really a cool thing because it was right before Oasis got really big, right. That we got the gig.
This was the definitely maybe years. Right?
Yeah, I don't even follow them really. Yeah. It's too painful to. No, but they were just really like they told our lead singer, and he was right. I mean, and that's what was so bad about it. He was like, "You sound like Liz Frazier," and like you know, just made these little like snarky comments yeah. and said, "You're pretty good for a support band," and like.
Oh wow! Dude.
Yeah, it was rude. Yeah, so that was the Oasis story.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, I always assumed he was a cocksucker.
Oh yeah, those guys are total jerks, but I still like them.
Yeah, yeah, they're good.
They're good for late night drives when you need to like when you need a rally.
What's the story? Morning Glory is an awesome Van song.
Yeah, it is.
That's on like the Van top 20 song list.
Yeah. I'll have to check them out.
Along with this Napalm Death song called You Suffer. I had this right before we left on tour. This friend of mine, who's actually going to be in Kevin's in my metal band, gave me this grindcore compilation from like the midnight or like early 90s probably, and it's like 20 grindcore songs.
Okay.
And grindcore is closely related to death metal. Just you know. For those who don't know what grindcore is, I'm still honestly my understanding of grindcore is still a little bit hazy, but there's a lot of overlap between early death metal and grindcore. Anyway, so I have all this like I have like all these grindcore bands in my iPod now because I put it in there. Except you know it's all it makes my iPod look really cool because you see like Lawnmower Death, it was a comp. So there are all these really obscure bands that never went anywhere. But they're all like one song. Anyway, they're like two Napalm Death songs, and one of them is called "You Suffer," and it's technically the song is 4 seconds long, but
that's
it's
with, like,
really
a second pause on each end.
Yeah, it's like maybe 2 seconds long. This song, which is a documented grindcore phenomenon called the micro song.
Okay,
but anyway, yeah. So there's this. So we have this song called "You Suffer" by Napalm Death that we like to play in the van when. When if someone in Shotgun falls asleep,
we crank it up like full volume.
We like you know just let the previous song die down and go like, and it sounds like
like that, and that's the
basically
song.
It.
So you can't. That's awesome.
And then but it's
we,
just like
we scared the shit out of Seb. One time
we got him really bad. Yeah. It's called it's called you suffering someone. He got you suffered real hard.
I got
that's great.
He got the shit you suffered out.
I should track it down and play it on the podcast.
It's so hilarious. You should.
It's awesome.
I think like legally I can play up like 14 seconds of a song.
Oh yeah,
you can play it. I can play it several times. Yeah,
you can just pepper it throughout the.
Yeah, that'll be great.
If you can't find it,
be like, and now we're gonna listen to You Suffer by Napalm Death.
Or maybe I'll just stick it in. I'll just stick it in there, here and there, and at this point in the podcast, I'll be like, oh, that's what that was.
By the way, that'd be great. If you can't find it, email us, and I'll snooty it onto my computer and get it to you.
Oh, very cool.
Because that should be heard for sure.
it's awesome. It's probably the most played song in the van on this tour.
Miles. Well, yeah, you can play it a lot of times.
It's not particularly demanding.
Doesn't wear you
unless
out.
You're asleep.
It's not where you
right.
unless you're asleep. Cool. So, yeah, what else?
I think that's
it. Did I miss everything?
Yeah,
pretty much.
We talked a lot about David Sylvian.
Yeah, it was mostly about David Sylvian.
Some tour stuff about, you know, staying with ants.
Yeah, ants.
Stretching a lot.
Kevin stretches a lot. Well, we did talk about while you were here.
I have shoulder
about
problems,
you and David
so I have to like
yoga.
But that's not very interesting.
No, I'm bored already.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Well, we can end with one of your songs. What should I play? Like, decide real quick.
Reversible.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. I haven't played that one.
All right.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah. Thank
you.
Us.
And the end.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Touch it to talk. Play the